you ever wake up and all of a sudden you look over and there's a demon in your bedroom? Turns out you're not alone and there's a reason for it. Let's check in with the experts.
Healthwise with Dr. Wider, the Anna and Raven Show.
Dr. Jennifer Wider, you can find her online at drwider.com. Jenna, everybody sees demons now? That's just a thing?
Right. I mean, we're talking metaphorical. We're talking like there's a demon in the bed.
Actually, it's really interesting because there is a medical term for this, and it is a form of sleep paralysis, believe it or not. And a recent study showed us that more than 58% of people actually sensed a non-human presence in their room, and 22% of people thought they saw an actual person. This is more common than people realize. I had this happen to me a couple years ago where I thought, and I'm not even kidding, I saw a family from the colonial times in my room.
Oh my gosh. Jenna, what is happening in your life?
House?
It's new.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an old,
1985.
Old house. And I guess what's really weird is, and I did a deep dive into this because it freaked me out completely. Hallucinations happen to people when they go between the state of being asleep and in the rapid eye movement stage and being awake. So the body actually becomes temporarily paralyzed and during these hallucinations. So your body doesn't move, and that's because when you're in rapid eye movement, your body goes through sleep paralysis. So that's part of the natural sleep cycle in everyone. And then there are types of hallucinations, right? So certain types of hallucinations occur when a person is falling asleep, and another type occurs when people are waking up. And so they're not necessarily hallucinations. There's also feelings of falling. That's another type of tactile hallucination, or a feeling that you're flying. You see a pattern in your room and then you immediately attribute human qualities to it. So it's an actual hallucination. Has that ever happened to you guys?
I've seen I think that there's somebody standing in my room. Like, I see a figure of, a figure of a man standing in my room. Mm. And then I put the covers over my head, and I'm like, don't go away, go away, go
right.
away, go away.
Right, you beg for
and
them
then
to leave.
And they usually are gone, and that's the end of it.
I see stars and, shadows and stuff like that, and I just attribute that to being overtired, way overtired. I'm seeing some right now, as a matter of fact.
I just fell asleep and I saw a demon.
I don't know if a star is dressed in colonial attire. I didn't look that hard, but, I saw something.
It's so crazy. We have exercise equipment in my room, and I blinked and the colonial family disappeared, and they were definitely in the shape. The whole family formation was in the shape of the elliptical.
Wait, but I'm surprised
one of them wasn't on it.
Did you ever, research, did they live there before? Like, is there a burial ground?
It was a new house. It's a new house.
Yeah, but that there's
a burial ground.
There's bodies.
Oh, my gosh. You think it's poltergeist?
Maybe.
It wasn't a bad thing. They were waving at me.
That's nice.
One had, a pinwheel. I'm not even kidding. It was such a crazy hallucination. But listen to this. So just in real terms, there is a medical explanation for why we see these types of figures in our room. And the interesting thing is studies have found a link between people with stress, anxiety, and drinking the night before with sleep paralysis. In addition, if somebody has come back from a trip and has jet lag, you're more likely to experience one of these types of hallucinations. And the other interesting thing is it happens more often when people are sleeping on their backs. So if you keep your stress at bay, if you treat your jet lag, and you go through a regular bedtime routine and go to bed on your stomach or on your side, you're much less likely to have this happen.
Dr. Jenna got wasted one night and woke up the next day and thought the Puritans were with her. It's wild.
Little House on the Prairie.
Oh, yeah. Man, we are learning a lot today.
At least we know we're not alone. Everyone's looking at these demons or colonial people. Jenna, thank you so much. If you want to find Dr. Wider, head to her website, drwider.com.